Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I went to Val d'Isère to go skiing on my stag do, and boy, oh boy, is my head still hurting now. I woke up to a message from your sister saying, hi, I had a missed call from Barry at 5 a.m. And I was like, what the hell? So I went into Barry's room and he was honestly, it was really bad. Yeah, he could have died.
So taught me, girls.
Loads of them.
Strippers.
Listen, what happens in Val d'Isère stays in Val d'Isère.
Dickhead. I had eyes on you everywhere, honestly. People were sending me DMs of you left, right and centre.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't see the stripper then.
Oh, stop.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Three men in a tub.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Three men in a tub. Jamie's been doing this to me every single day since he's got back from his stare.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Which is rather concerning. Rub-a-dub-dub. Three men in a tub. And what the fuck were you all doing there? Rubbing each other up in the tub? With ducks around?
No, obviously we weren't. Weirdly though, when I was at school.
Rub-a-dub. He keeps walking in naked and pushing his butt out, like doing a little dance, going rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub. And like flicking his non-existent hair. I'm like, what is going on?
Did I tell you the story when I was at school?
I'm sure you did.
At school once, what we used to do is when we were younger, must have been like 10, 11, we used to have communal showers. And we...
All right, Daddy.
Yeah, we used to rub soap on our bodies at my all-boys school, cling together, then move out and create a bubble. And we used to go rub-a-dub-dub.
No, you didn't say rub-a-dub-dub. That is so weird.
We did say rub-a-dub-dub.
You went rub-a-dub-dub as boys. You would have got beaten up if you said that.
No, I didn't, because I was the cool kid. Why would they...
Little Jean-Jean boy, that was the cool kid.
I was the cool kid, so why would they beat me up? That's what happened at school.
It's not cool to be cool.
Well, okay,
it's
fine.
Cool to be kind.
But we created a bubble.
But with some willies and everything just touching each other.
Totally naked.
Girls did not do that.
Did you not do that at school?
No, we did not get naked and rub each other down with soap and then create a bubble between us.
You guys were weird at school as well.
Like what? You
I don't know. You practice kissing, right? When did you practice kissing?
We practiced kissing, yeah. I went to an all-girls school. We practiced kissing. I actually didn't get involved. I really didn't like it. I used to like be like, fuck, it's not that time of the sleepover, is it?
What do you mean it's not that time of the sleepover?
Like, honestly, there was like a period in like my friendship group or like my school where like we'd have these like sleepovers. I remember my friend had like a pool house. So relatable. And every time we'd go in there, it was like time to kiss each other in a circle.
Like some sort of cult.
It was really weird. I was never involved. I used to always like... I also have braces. I'm like, I don't even think I'd kiss a boy. And I was like, I'm not in for this.
So, but you would kiss a girl?
No, I wouldn't.
So what would you do? How do you escape the
cult? I don't know. I'm trying to think really vividly in my mind. Some girls were more into it than others. So I would like get away with just like it never coming to my town. And then hopefully the game had changed by then.
We used to show each other our willies and vaginas.
You have vagina?
No, I didn't have a vagina.
So but... girls showed you their vaginas?
Yeah.
I think that's called something different. No, that's like when you used to look inside Emily's vagina when she was younger, your sister's. Sorry, podcast has taken a real turn for the other. But Penny once told us that she like came home and Jamie was like inspecting inside Emily's vagina.
Oh! I was not.
You must have been like three.
I was like one. I don't think I was actually like...
She wouldn't have been born, sister.
Brother, but I wasn't inspecting her vagina.
You were inspecting it, not expecting.
I was just looking. I don't know. I think I was a curious kid.
Curious kid.
I was a curious kid.
Okay.
All right. Well,
hope you don't do that now.
I feel tired anyway.
He's still moping and sloping after his bloody stag do.
Yeah, I am.
You shouldn't have gone out till 5 a.m. drinking whiskey all day long.
I never drunk whiskey
on the slopes.
I've never drunk whiskey.
Putting everyone at threat.
You have no idea what happened on the stag. You don't know.
I do. I got sent plenty of videos.
Well, listen, why don't we get into the podcast and I can finally reveal what actually happened on the stag.
Ding dong.
Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habee.
And we met 4 years ago and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast. It's a year, honey. It's a year to this day that we recorded our first episode.
No way.
1 year, baby.
That is insane.
Yeah, 1 year today. And listen, let's recap. What has been your favourite episode?
Oh, God, so many.
Okay, name one.
Henry Elliott? What's his name?
Henry Elliott.
Ainsley?
What? What? Ainsley?
Cut this out.
Ainsley?
Ainsley Carrier?
Wait, what? The guy from Ready, Steady, Cook. You think Ainsley Harriet?
Who the hell else? Oh my God, I really like the flower mat. Simon Lysett.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Who was the chef that came on?
Ainsley Harriet.
Ainsley Harriet.
Oh, I'm so hot in this goddamn room.
It's not Ainsley Harriet.
What was your favourite episode?
No, what was your favourite episode?
That one.
With Tom Kerridge?
Yes, with Tom Kerridge.
Yeah. He couldn't be more opposite to Ainsley Harriet.
Okay, well, anyway,
literally couldn't be more opposite.
Sake, I'm so bad with names.
What do you think Ainsley Harriet looks like?
I have no idea. It's like Tom Kerridge does, probably. Anyway, moving on swiftly. What was your favourite episode?
My favourite episode so far? I've got so many. My favourite thing, I think, still to this date, is that you can't say the word Skellington.
Skellington.
I can't say it now.
Hang on. Skellington. That's right. There's no G.
Say it one more time.
Skellington. Ah! Skellington. Skellington.
Skellington.
No, it's not Skellington.
There's a G in it. You don't say Skellington.
Wait, there isn't, is there?
There's a G in Skellington.
That's what I said.
No, what do you say?
I said Skellington, right?
Oh, God, it's actually been...
Wait, Skellington? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Skellington.
Ah, that's what I used to say. I used to call it a Skellington.
No, it's a Skellington.
What? Guys, you're bonkers. That's what
honey,
I used to say
honey,
it was.
It's Skellington. Look, there's a Skellington over there.
No, it's a Skellington.
Then. Are you joking?
Wait, there is a G.
You're both wrong. How would you
skeleton.
Say
skeleton? There's a skeleton.
It's a skeleton.
God, I thought it was S K E L I N G.
It's a skeleton.
Skellington. Oh, look at that scary Skellington over there.
That was my other favorite thing. My other favorite thing from the whole thing, and I just love you more than anything, is when you still don't know how many days are in a year, and that's just the best.
352.
Yeah, I know. That's why you got it right every time.
That's so funny. 365, fuck's sake. Oh my God, there's 52 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. And how many months in a year?
12.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I can't express.
What's going on with
you? I don't know. I'm just very tired, but I can't express how much I love you and that you've done this with a year with me. We've had our ups, we've had our downs, we've had our lefts, we've gobble, gobble.
That really wouldn't be funny on this.
We've had our ups and downs, our lefts and rights. And I just really...
Guys, for anyone who can't see what's happening, I'm trying to drink a drink and Jamie's pulling faces because he knows I spit the drink out.
Try and drink the drink and see if you can swallow it.
No, this is so upsetting.
Just try and do it once.
Jamie has gone to hearts, blood, sweat and tears to get this studio up and running. And what, you wanted me to put Coke all over it?
Just have one drink and see if you can hold it in. Here we go, ready?
Sorry. No, you're being really hard on it.
I'm really tired. Anyway, we've had our ups, our downs, our lefts, our rights. And, you know, we're pretty close to getting married.
And too close, guys. 2 weeks.
2 weeks to actually getting married. We're going to be Mr. and Mrs.
Lang.
Yeah, we are. And no, that's great. And then we are then going to get married in May. And it's
Lang.
Just... you're going to say it so quickly on the 14th.
I don't have to say it. I don't go, hi, I'm Mr. Mrs. Lang. Oh, fuck, I'm going to have to start saying that, aren't I?
Yeah. Your name is going to be changed. How do you feel about that?
Well, not necessarily.
No, but legally you said you want, you don't have to. It's totally up to you. What do you want to do?
Let's keep it Sophie Habu, Jamie Habu.
You want me to change my name to Habu?
Yeah, you said you would.
Okay, it's, yeah, but hang on. We've signed the registry office that you're going to change your name.
We haven't. She DM'd me today. Well, I'll just reply saying, and just FYI, we're changing it to Habu.
Okay, all right. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
I'm really excited as well.
I'm worried about my heel situation.
Why?
Because I went to an event yesterday with Emily and I just don't wear heels. And my feet, these were slow, low, 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 low little heels. And my feet were in agony. I could barely, talking to somebody, all I was thinking was, how do I get these heels?
But hang on a second, do you know what you're wearing on the 14th?
Yeah.
Well, you do know. Why don't you wear trainers underneath?
It's a short dress. Oh my God.
Wearing a short dress getting married?
You can do that in a registry office, dickhead. Judging my dress.
All right. Listen, let's talk about the stag.
What do you want me in a ball gown?
I don't know. I thought you were going to wear a ball gown. Yeah. I thought you were going to come and wear a ball gown.
A ball gown to the English wedding.
Hey, can we talk about the stag? It was full on, honey. Mm. I'm going to tell you,
location was off.
What do you mean the location was
off? My friends, the location off.
No, this is horseshit. Mm-hmm. This is horseshit.
Location off.
Honey, your location is off. Yes, it is. Listen, I went on to this. I saw this little video of you and your little bridesmaids. Like, and your location. So I go down to Sophie Habu, Lammy Bear Bear Bear, can see your location, but I can't see yours.
Oh, yeah, share indefinitely.
There you go.
No, do you know why that is, guys? Because whenever Jamie and I have a fight, he deletes me as a friend from Find My Friends. It's so weird. And even weirder, he deletes Melissa. And then the next day, we're walking down the street and Melissa goes, oh, where? Jamie's added me on Find My Friends again. And then he'd do it to me. And as time went on, I was like, I know what's happening here. Every time you have a fight, you delete me and then Melissa, and then you add us both the next day. And I'm too embarrassed to tell Melissa that's the reason she keeps getting re-added by you. And she always sends it on like our group WhatsApp and goes, spooky.
Yeah, because
like someone's taking over Jamie's train. I'm like,
yeah, because I want you to worry about me. I want you to actually just like be a little bit scared.
That is cuckoo.
That's not cuckoo at
all.
That is
cuckoo.
That is not cuckoo.
Yeah.
It isn't. It's just I want you to be a little bit scared. Anyway, I went to Val d'Isère to go skiing on my stag do, and boy, oh boy, is my head still hurting now. Honestly, things that happened. Your sister, my future sister-in-law's fiancé, Tom Berry, came on the stag do with us. We left the club in Val d'Isère at 2 a.m.
Correction. You left at 9.
I left earlier. He left later. He was like, oh, I'll just walk home now. And he's northern. He decided to walk home. It was a blizzard. It was a blizzard in Val d'Isère. And he got lost on the way. He got lost. He got lost in the blizzard on the way home. It took him 3 hours to get home. And at one point, he found some shelter. And went, oh, I'm going to have to sleep here.
And a fresh patch of snow. He was like, well, that will be comfy.
He dug himself a hole in the snow and lay down and cried.
Guys, he got home at 6 a.m. or something.
He was standing in the middle of the road going, why?
No, he was, yeah.
Why? Because he couldn't find the chalet. And he was asking all the taxi drivers where the spa was, because that's the only thing he knew.
The spa is in, you know, like the shops, the French.
Yeah,
like,
the French supermarkets, the spa.
And they were like, there's loads.
Oh my God. It was honestly absolutely genius. That happened. We didn't realize he'd been missing because we were all asleep.
Yeah, he said he called each and every person in like the stag WhatsApp group like 10 times, no reply.
And then also when he got, the chalet had a code on it, and he finally found the chalet. He was like, yes, and we all had the code on our phones. He pulled out his phone, went to look at it, and his phone died. So he was stuck outside guessing the code.
No, it's really awful.
It was really bad. Yeah, he could have died.
He fully said to my sister, I thought I was going to die.
He thought he was going to die. And then the way that I found out that he had a hard time was I woke up to a message from your sister saying, hi, I had a missed call from Barry at 5 a.m. And I was like, what the hell? So I went into Barry's room and he was honestly shivering. No. He was like, oh my God, there's a blizzard outside.
Wait, did he not go home and have a bath?
There's no bath. Well, there was a bath, but no, it was 5 a.m. in the morning that he got home.
He just got back into bed, freezing cold. No,
I think he got home at 6 in the morning, having been outside for 3 hours by himself in a blizzard.
Oh, I know, that's me done. I'd have held my nose and hoped to die. But let's just say, like, walking around in a blizzard for me, 3 hours, that is death. Yeah. That would be the most terrifying thing.
You get cold very easily, that's why.
But also just, like, so scary, not a peep out of anyone. Just
No one there. On the streets.
Mountains.
Wolves.
Or whatever, the mountain lions.
Wolves in Val d'Isère.
Well, what do you think there is, animals?
I mean, imagine, like, a crow, like that.
Okay, well, the crows all coming around him. Quite gross.
Do you know where we kicked things off, where we had our first beer before we got on the flight?
Weatherspoons.
Weatherspoons, baby.
Do you know how I know that? Because some girl DM'd me and said, did one of Jamie's stags just fart in the Weatherspoons? I was like, I woke up to that DM and I was like, huh? Sorry.
What? Someone messaged you saying
someone DM'd me and then someone else DM'd me saying something about farting in Weatherspoons. I was like, do you all just stink? You're like a walking air of shit.
I did not. No one farted.
One of you clearly did. Two people messaged me that.
Someone thought that we'd farted in the Weatherspoon and left it there.
But you don't typically take a fart with you.
That happened on the ski slopes. We were racing. I was racing one of my friends down the mountain, looking at each other, you know, shisting. Ah. We went, I looked at him, and at the same time, we both went, because we had skied through so much shit. And we both looked at each other at the same time.
Hey.
Me and Archie. It was me and Archie, me and Mitten, I can't remember. Oh, God, it was so funny. It was great fun.
Sounds great.
What else did we do? We went to a couple of clubs. We went to Coco Rico's. I did a crowd surf. I did that.
No one dropped me.
We just had a really fun time, but I feel tired and exhausted now.
Really?
Yeah.
But you slept early quite every night.
No, I didn't go to sleep early every night.
Yeah, you did. 9 p.m. was your latest night.
No, that's a complete and utter lie.
Oh, sorry, 11 on the last night.
No ways. I went to bed at midnight. I went to midnight on the last night.
Oh, okay, there we go. What time on the first night?
6.
P.M.?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Yeah, 6 p.m.
You went 6 p.m.?
Yeah, 6 p.m. Listen, I was drinking beers and Weatherspoons at 8 a.m. What do you expect?
You were 6 p.m.?
6 p.m.,
What time is everyone out? So you didn't make dinner?
No, didn't make dinner.
That's
legend. Stag. Yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of drinking. And I felt pretty... I was just... You know what, Soph? I've had a lot on my plate, honey.
You know what you are, an old man as well.
What?
You're clicking on.
I kept clicking on.
So talk to me. Girls.
Loads of them.
Strippers.
Listen, what happens in Val d'Isère stays in Val d'Isère.
That's not the saying.
It is the saying.
And that is not the case. Anything that happened in Val d'Isère will always be fed back to me.
It won't be fed back to you.
Every little snippet.
Not any little snippet.
I had eyes on you everywhere, honestly. People were sending me DMs of you left, right and centre.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't see the stripper then. It's going to be a standoff. What do you want to know?
Raise those eyebrows back.
There you go. Ask me if there was a stripper.
Was there a stripper?
No, there wasn't a stripper.
Why are you breathing, weren't
you? I'm not breathing. There was no stripper.
Oh.
There was no stripper. I don't think you can find strippers in Val d'Isère.
I'm sure you can.
No, so we had no stripper. We actually didn't have a stripper. Oh, also, I don't think, I don't know if you want a stripper to come to the house. I think it'd be a bit weird.
To the chalet?
Yeah, to the chalet. So we had no strippers.
Yeah, so why did you get me a strip on the live show then?
Because I thought that was our stendu.
So wait, why don't you get a strip on the standee? Why weren't you involved in the standee?
Wait, hang on a second. Let's explain this. Sophie and I have just done our live show. This has happened. And we had Magic Mike come on stage. My friend Manny, who gave you a slap dance.
Yeah.
And
guys, when I say up close and personal, I mean up close and personal.
He's amazing. What was he? He was breathing in your ear a lot, wasn't he?
Well, no, because he's obviously like literally like holding his own body weight up by like his wrist. So he's obviously like grunting and stuff. And it was just very like full on in my ear.
And then he said to you at one point, what did he say to you?
Are you okay? Which is probably fine and a nice thing to say, but I just didn't know what to reply. Yes, I am.
Did you find it awkward or no?
Well, I had like some, I was grabbing his ass cheeks.
Why were you doing that?
Because he grabbed me on them.
Oh my God. You had a stripper for your, we had a stripper on stage that you absolutely loved. I did not have
amazing
any
dancer.
Amazing dancer. I didn't have any strippers.
It wasn't the worst experience.
No, it wasn't. It was a great experience. Shall we move on to our favourite part of the episode? It's time for
listeners' messages.
Listeners?
Messages.
Listeners?
No, stop.
Okay, so listeners' messages.
All right. Well, guys, listen up. Yeah. Look who's the boss today.
You're always
Jamie's being a wet blanket.
You're always the boss.
Whining about his hangover, whining about his sore feet, whining about his sore throat. So I'm going to take over and we're going to start with...
Yeah.
A listener message.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're not going to start with anything else. What are we going to start with?
Holly. What's going on, Sophie?
Wait, we're starting with Holly. So these are the listeners' messages.
You can't let me just riff it.
How are you riffing
just
it?
Just let me go. This is my time to shine.
Okay, shine like a star, baby.
We're going to start. So these are the listener messages. And look, we're going to start with outgoing cool disaster.
Okay.
From the wonderful Holly, who is a listener. You ready for this?
Oh, baby, I can't wait.
Hey, Sophie and Jamie. I was listening to your podcast on the way back from the office and I just had to tell you my story about a very poorly timed incoming call. My now fiancé and I were on our first date. He had travelled to the town where I lived and we went to a lovely micro pub for drinks. What's a micro pub?
Like a little pub.
Fine. For drinks. The date went very well, so well that we ended up back at his hotel and things got frisky, to say the least.
Frisky.
After I checked my phone and saw multiple missed calls from my mum, dad, brother, even my best friend, and several alarmed texts asking where I was and if I was okay, I can't.
Wait, what?
My friend called again, so I answered and she proceeded to tell me that my dad had called me and I had accidentally answered the phone in the middle of doing the nasty. The missed calls were from my panicked family trying to get hold of me because my dad had screaming and thought I was in trouble. No.
What?
My mum and dad knew I was on a first date and my mum had a location on her phone. By the time I called my mum back, her and my dad were 5 minutes away from her. They'd literally tracked me down, jumped in the car and raced to my rescue. Safe to say, I was completely mortified and couldn't face my dad for days. Luckily, the whole thing was turned into a joke very quickly and the man in question turned out to be the absolute love of my life.
Come on.
We've been together 4.5 years and are engaged to be married this October. We are not looking forward to my dad's speech. Oh my God.
I love that. I love that.
That's his.
I love that.
I couldn't.
Okay, well, hey, so if I tell you what, I got one called Just Shag It Out.
I'm still mortified at this last one. Like, I'm just picturing that happening to me. Like, that would be...
Imagine if you FaceTimed your dad by accident.
FaceTimed him. It'd be just off the but duvet. What do you think I do? Carry my hand and phone in my hand when I'm...
No, but you put it on the ground, I don't know, and you FaceTimed. Imagine.
No.
Who would be the worst person to be...
To call?
Yeah.
My dad.
Would it?
I would never recover. I genuinely would never recover.
Wouldn't you actually?
No. Who would be your worst time? Surely my dad too.
I think if I FaceTimed your dad...
Why FaceTime, you sick bastard? Why am I calling him?
Bastard.
You bastard.
I think if I FaceTimed your dad during sex...
Why FaceTime? Just calling
someone. No, but imagine you FaceTime by accident.
What, off your toe or something?
No, it was like, I don't know, the phone was...
Propped up?
Yeah, it was, I don't know. And boy, because the...
No, you just don't need to go into that bit.
Yeah, the positions...
No, it's so nasty and gross. Not that that happens, but the fact you're trying to say that, I don't know why now.
Missionary?
Continue.
All right. Please keep anonymous. Me and my now husband-to-be were climbing Mount Snowdon 5 years ago. It was really rainy and very overcast. And around halfway up, I was completely ready to just turn around and try again a few days later when the weather improved. Me and my fiancé had this rule that if anything is overwhelming or difficult, we just shag our way through it. And to be honest, it's always worked. Stress to work? Shag. Grieving the loss of a pet? Shag. Financial stress? Shag. Ready to give up climbing a mountain? Shag. Anyway, we decided to go off the trail and do just that. We found a rock, and before I knew it, I was bent over in the rain, watching clouds rolling past from sheep whilst having sex. What happened next can only be described as a fever dream. I saw a couple walking towards us, and they were clearly avid climbers, as they were completely off track from the trail. I tried explaining to my boyfriend, there's a woman walking towards us, you need to stop. Thinking I was joking, he carried on for a few more moments until he spotted the woman and her partner walking towards us. They were mountain police.
Oh my God.
Are we about to be told off a fine? I didn't know. Basically, weirdly, I've never been in a situation before. As we quickly pulled up our pants and I stuffed my boobs back into my top, they were still walking towards us. Why were your boobs out?
You wanted to grab on to something.
Why were the boobs out?
Jamie, he obviously wanted to grab onto it.
She then walked past and smiled and said, good day for it. Instead of just accepting we'd been caught, taking the embarrassment and running away, I then proceeded to make up an elaborate lie that we were only fan creators and that we shoot content like this in beautiful parts of the world. To my absolute horror, her and her husband became really interested and then proceeded to have a 10-minute conversation with us about how much we earn, what sort of stuff we shoot, and where else we had filmed. We were now lying to a random couple that we earned around $6,000 a month from filming ourselves shagging in different locations, when actually in reality, we can't handle stress, so we just shag our way through it. We still cringe about it to this day. Love the podcast. Love you guys. P.S. I do the scaring myself in the mirror too when I'm drunk, Jamie.
Oh,
no. I love that couple.
Same.
I love that couple.
I love that couple.
I love that couple.
I love that couple.
Honey, we should do that.
No.
We should
right,
do that.
Right, okay.
We've said this before, but I'll say it again. During lockdown, we decided to get frisky.
No, we did not.
We did. We got frisky once in the woods. And you told me to put a rain jacket over your head.
No.
Yeah, you did. You did. And you were wearing Wellington boots.
Honestly, you make me sick. Right.
Oh.
I've got one from Vanessa. Oh my God, the story of the digital frame reminded me of something so embarrassing. What are you laughing at?
Just I love you.
Okay. Once having Sunday roast at my in-laws, my husband, boyfriend at the time, wanted to show his dad this app he downloaded that records all the snoring during the night. When he played, the bloody recording went straight to the noises of us having sex. Yep, out loud for the whole family. I wanted to disappear from there. It was so embarrassing. My only reaction was taking the phone from his hand and switching it off and apologising to everyone. That's awful.
The panic as you're trying to skip through it. The panic.
And everyone just frozen.
The panic as you're trying to skip through it. Oh my God, that's brilliant. Okay, I have another one, which is from Ellen, who says this. Now be warned, this story is emotional, a little sad at points, but I promise it has a happy ending. So me and my partner Ben got engaged in November last year. We had been together for nearly 3 years and always said we wanted to get married, but it didn't look like there was any proposal on the horizon. He'd been planning it for 8 months and both my parents were in on it, but had no idea. We had booked a trip to Iceland in November. Whilst we were out there, Ben told me he'd arranged a glacier hike for my birthday surprise, which was the perfect cover-up as I didn't expect a thing. We hiked for nearly 4 hours up this stunning glacier. Then finally, when we got to the top, Ben got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. I burst into tears and threw my arms around him. It was the easiest yes ever. I didn't think I could fall more in love with him after that. So this is where the story takes a little turn. Less than 24 hours later, my mum rang me to tell me her 18-year-old youngest brother, George, had had a cardiac arrest and was in a coma. I completely crumbled and didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't think I could love Ben any more than I did, but it was that scary time he quite literally held me up. He cared for both me and my family. I didn't have to ask him to do anything because he knew exactly what I needed and when. He showed me the true meaning of love. I never had any doubt that Ben would be who I spent the rest of my life with, but after going through that together, it confirmed it for me. My brother made an amazing recovery and has been honored with being one of Ben's groomsmen at our wedding next year. We are so grateful he's still here and he could be with us to celebrate. I want to say a massive thank you to the Leeds Hospital for saving my brother's life. Oh, no. Oh, God. A huge thank you to Ben. I love you and I can't wait to be your wife.
Oh, Ellen. Why are you crying?
Okay, what's wrong with the stag? It's got me. Yeah, it's honestly got me.
That's a lovely story.
That's so nice.
Ellen.
Well, yeah, it's just so nice because you just honestly, you don't know what life throws you. And like,
no, you don't have to get all deep now.
I'm not getting deep, but you just have no idea.
You don't. That is a really lovely story.
It's so lovely. Hey guys, to Ellen, to Ben, to everyone, your whole family. I just love that. That's an awesome story. Okay, honey, we have proposed the pod and it's from Abs and Seb and producer Jack has it. He's going to play it now. Are you ready for this? Oh. Propose the pod. I think it's going to be like this today. Propose the bud.
I think it's going to be ba, 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 propose.
The bud. Here's Abs and Seb.
We're at the Folie Douce, okay, in Val d'Isère. And we can see Jamie Lang.
On his stag do. Propose the pod.
He's looking absolutely fucking hammered up there with his massive bottle of wine. We need to propose the pod.
Propose the pod. Propose the pod.
That is
genius.
So good.
He's looking at so fucking hammered up there.
I was lit. I love that. That was quite scary.
How many times did you?
Yeah, so many times screaming. Okay, so this week's Propose the Pod is from Sophie Mead, who says, this is kind of a reverse Propose the Pod, I guess. At the start of the year last year, I got an offer to study in Berlin for a year, leaving my lovely boyfriend back in England. After giving him no choice other than to stay with me, I left for Berlin. I'm halfway through our time apart and it's been hard, mainly because I don't have anyone to cook my dinners or pick up my mess anymore. But he really has made it easy as he can be and held my hand every step of the way. Long story short, before I get too soppy, a few weeks before I left, he introduced me to your podcast. Now we listen to it together. Whether we are in the same country or 800 miles apart, we absolutely love your podcast and never fails to brighten our day. So I thought it would be a pretty cool if he could hear this message from me on his Monday morning to know I'm always thinking of him. Oh my, extremely grateful. Distance really does make the heart grow fonder. Holy smokes, Sophie Mead, to your boyfriend back in England. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, I want to say a big thank you to every single person who keeps writing in. Sophie, you want to say thank you too?
Guys, thank you so much to every single person who keeps writing in. As always, you know it means the absolute world to us.
Where should they send in the DMs to?
Write into at NearlyWeds Podcast and email us at NearlyWeds. podcast.co.uk. That's correct, right?
Contact
at nearlywearspodcast.co.uk.
.com, I think it's .com.
Contact at nearlywearspodcast.com.
And slide it on DMs at?
Nearlywearspodcast, I already said it.
You are a legend, girl.
You are too.
Love you, baby.
No.
That's the end of?
Listeners' messages.
Boy, oh boy, lady. Am I going to look...
Boy, are you talking in a southern accent?
Boy, oh boy, girl. You're going to look at some sexy-ass man when I put on my suit.
Sexy-ass man or some sexy-ass man? You can't be doing this accent in front of people.
Have got my suit ready and waiting.
No, you're just so... It's weird. What is you doing?
What is you doing?
I don't know, but I've
joking?
Seen your suit. You've shown it.
You've not
yes,
seen my...
Yes, you have. When you got drunk, you got out the photo, you showed it to me. I saw it. I've seen it once. I've seen it twice. I've seen it three times.
Honey, I have no picture of my suit on my phone.
Well, you showed me some suit.
That's not my suit.
Well, I don't know what suit you showed me all dressed up.
What the hell was I wearing?
It's something from Thomas Sweeney or something.
Yeah, that's Tom Sweeney is where I'm getting the suit, but I have no picture of me.
Well, I've seen a suit. And anyway, look very smart and very suave.
Oh, yeah, well, I have two suits.
Oh, we're doing an outfit change, are we?
No, I've got one suit for the English wedding on the 14th.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, and I've got one suit for the actual wedding.
What colour's the actual wedding?
It's a dark blue.
Oh, because my dad told you to wear dark blue, not black.
Your dad told me to do that. So we have a dark blue and...
Only because it looks black in photos. Actually, do you know he didn't tell you to do that? He said... In the olden days, they did that.
Okay, well, do you know what I have, which is pretty cool? And
what?
I honestly, I can't tell you how nice it is. Why are your feet wiggling so much? Do you know what?
I always wiggle my feet.
All right, wiggler. They producer Jack and I went to Tom Sweeney to record a bit of audio. Yeah, a bit of audio, and we filmed a little bit. And we recorded me trying it on for the first time. I never tried it on. I haven't tried it on until this moment. So this, for an exclusive, for Nearly Wed's podcast, drum roll please, lady. Is it a trumpet?
Whoa, whatever.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is me trying on my wedding suit. And if you are a groom or you wear a suit or whatever you're doing when you try it on for the first time, it's the coolest thing in the world, because I know it's always about the women, but this was amazing. This is me trying on my wedding suit for the first time.
Yeah. The shirt fits great. Are they a little long?
Yeah, fraction.
Fraction long?
Long.
I shrunk or something. See, if I was 6'1", you only wish you were 5'8". Nothing good comes from being short, I don't think. Apart from, like, I don't know, limbo.
That's right. Oh, baby. Here we go.
Come on.
Here we go, guys.
Jack's about to cry.
Keep being emotional.
It does look really lovely.
Isn't
it?
Really
nice.
About
to say, I do.
Oh, my God. That?
Wow. Right, hold down to the side for me now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, sleeves are a little bit long. Shape's amazing.
What is the deal with buttons? Do you go double-breasted, single-breasted? What is it?
Yes, double-breasted. You always do the one inside.
Uh-huh.
Which is...
Oh, there's one inside.
Yeah. So that keeps it there. This one here, and then never the bottom one.
Why never the bottom one?
Just for because it just restricts your movement. It gets all punched up.
Oh my God.
How does it feel?
It feels successful. That's what it feels like. You feel whenever you have a good suit on, you feel successful. Yeah. That's what it feels like, right? Sure. Chad, what do you think?
I think you look like you've got your shit together.
Do I? So yeah. If I walked in, okay, hold on, I'm going to shake your hand. Hey, how you doing? What do you think I do?
Something with finance.
You think I do something?
You've got money.
Got money?
We need some height. How do we get
a hand? Can we wear boots? Do you want to wear boots for this? Can I wear boots for this?
What kind of boot? Be like a Chelsea boot?
Like a Chelsea boot?
Yeah, you could do it. Like an elegant one.
Yeah, like a nice one.
Yeah.
Stunning, stunning, stunning vocals, stunning imagery.
Thanks very much.
If I closed my eyes, I felt I was there.
I actually think when you get to the top of the aisle and you look up at me and you see me wearing that suit.
Look down at you.
Oh, you're not.
I will be in heels.
You're not going to be looking down at me.
I'm not going to be looking up, that's for sure.
Okay, when you're looking level at me.
Down.
You're not looking down.
I was thinking this. I actually, in one of my dreams, dreamt that you were on a box. I genuinely dreamt that you were on a box in my dream at our wedding. And it was like a real big point of our wedding that we must make you on a box because we had to be level.
Honey, are you joking? I'm way taller than you.
In your dreams?
No, not in my dreams. I'm way taller than you.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
Without your heels in.
I don't have any heels in.
Without your 3-inch.
Like, honey, I have no 3-inch anything in anywhere.
Come on, we're both smack on same height. Okay, maybe you're...
You're 5'6".
I'm not 5'6". Get out of here. I'm 5'7".
Okay, I'm 5'9". I'm 2 inches taller than you.
Fairyland, well.
There's no... Okay. You're joking. I'm 5'9".
I like it, look.
No, you don't.
You've got to think...
Okay, would you rather me be taller?
No. Not one bit.
So what would you change about me if you could?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Habits. Only habitual things.
Like what?
Like sniffing things that shouldn't be sniffed or toilet habits.
What toilet habits do I do?
Just like not closing the door. We've spoken about this multiple times. We're not going to get back into it.
Okay, all right. I know we're not going to talk about it. But I'm just telling you now, you are going to get to the top of the aisle. You're going to look level at me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to think, boy, I have married the boy of my dreams.
Yeah, sister.
Or a brother. Are you excited about your dress? Have you got it all sorted?
So I, as you guys know, getting my dress made by Emma Beaumont. Now, I'm almost scarily relaxed about this, but I haven't actually seen or tried on a remotely finished version of my dress, but I have no fear because it's in Emma's hands. I think she's absolutely amazing. We do have a call on Sunday, and then I will see it on the 4th of April or something like that in London.
So I don't get to see it, but you're going to go and do a little bit of a recording as well, trying it on. Oh my God. What noise are you going to make when you put it on for the I thought we could capture some of my tears and put it in a locket and wear it around our necks forever.
We can, if we do it in the bathroom where only we can see the tear.
Why? So if I do, when I do my speech and I...
Just please don't cry, I really beg you.
Honestly, can I also just say something? Your vibe is just awesome. You know, you've gone through so many stressful parts and you're just freaking great.
You are freaking great.
And you're just now excited about it, I think. And even though you feel a little bit stressed, you're just like, hey, whatever.
Yeah, hey, whatever.
You've done the opposite to every other bride that I think as anyone ever has met.
Yeah, she didn't really want to meet me for the last year.
And then when you got close to the wedding, you're like, oh, fuck it, it's happening now.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. She's had her ups and downs, but...
But listen, you just... it's great. Do you know what else, guys? If you are getting married and you are somewhat in the public eye, or you have a podcast, or you have, I don't know, social media, maybe don't put your... wedding invite or your friend's wedding invite up on social media, because we've had people RSVPing to our wedding.
Just to clarify, we didn't put it up on social media. One of our friends did a story being like, oh, lovely invite. And unfortunately, people have seen the email where you RSVP and have been RSVPing.
We've got people RSVPing to our wedding who
there
we don't...
There were two Tally Hackett's and Tally's not coming. That's what's so funny.
There were two Tally
and
Hackett's?
Tally can't come.
And she can't come?
And they weren't her email address.
Oh my God, there are people... Ali Basson?
No, but she might be one of your friend's boyfriends.
Oh, God, I just don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know an Ali Basson.
I don't know an Ali.
I don't know that person.
Ali.
Ali?
we got another one called Tom Devendule.
Yeah, we've had a few.
We've had a few. So, listen, I'm going to do this straight down the camera. If you're not invited to our wedding and you're RSVPing because you think it's funny and you can turn up, please stop, because... It's difficult getting married and it's a lot of admin. So, look, don't come. Say something, Soph.
Stop.
Thank you.
Who would make a better bouncer if one of you had to defend them off?
Oh, me.
You'd make a better bouncer?
Yeah.
How would you make a better bouncer?
Because I'm firm. You'd be like, hey, buddy. Oh, yeah, you want a picture? Oh, here, you want me to help you out with that? Let me do it for you.
All right, let's do some role play then. I'm a guest coming in and you're meant to be here. You're the bouncer. Here we go. Hey, I'm here for the wedding.
Oh, what's your name?
Tom Dukenfield.
No, not on the list.
I think I should be.
Well, you're not.
Well,
see you later. Bye. Pack your bags, Tom.
I don't have any bags with me.
Get out of here, Tom. Okay, well... Before I chase you down the street. You think these legs can't run? Why are you laughing, Tom? You scallywag.
That was fantastic.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, we got to that moment, ladies and gentlemen, where we like to do our wedding favour. And we pick out our wedding favour from the wedding box that we have and we use it at our wedding. We know the drill, Sophie. So I had a little route through the favours box and I fished one out for what I wanted to do for the wedding, which I think is a really great touch.
But did somebody write it in? It wasn't your own?
Yeah, thought. Abby wrote it in.
Okay.
But it's a really cool idea, which I like.
Hit me with it.
Okay, so you have your bridesmaids. I'm very close to all of your bridesmaids.
Yeah.
I think they're fantastic women in every way. What are you laughing at?
Like, one of them's in this room.
Yeah, well, she is. She's great. Like, I would say if she wasn't in the room. But it's true, I do. I think they're a great kind of, in, like, team, and I think they look after you and they're supporting you, and I can don't think you could ask for better friends. And I've told you that before. And so what I'm going to do is, from Abby, which was a suggestion, is that the groom writes notes to each of the bridesmaids and gives them a little message from the heart to say thank you for looking after your bride and looking after your friend and looking after your future wife. And I'm going to do that to all of our bridesmaids,
I
your bridesmaids.
Love that. My bride. That is lovely.
Yeah, your I think it's going to be a great idea. Yeah, my sister's one of them, yeah.
That's so lovely. I love that idea. Yes, I'll do it to all your groomsmen.
Okay, all right. 30 of them. No, I'm kidding.
Have you told your groomsmen who's your groomsmen?
Yeah, I've told them all.
Because I've been speaking to a few of them and they're like, don't know. Jamie asked me like a year and a half
who
ago.
Who have you spoken to who said that?
I'm not going to name names.
Who have you spoken to?
I'm not going to name names.
Listen, I got a load of groomsmen.
Good homes, men. No, from what I've heard, you've got three best men and that's it.
No, I've got
groomsmen. Finino, Panino, Potato.
What the hell are you talking about, Potato?
You don't have loads of groomsmen, so you need to tell them it's...
How has this lovely little moment turned into an argument?
I'm really sorry. Let's go back to it. You're going to write my bridesmaids a love letter.
Yeah.
It'll be lovely.
It's not a love letter. Why don't I write them a love letter?
We'll write them a letter from the heart. What? I think it's a really nice idea. I don't know why.
Imagine if I wrote them confessing my love to all them. Imagine if I'd done that.
Stop. Okay, I think we're a bit hot and delirious.
All right.
Let's hear a flavour of what you might write, Jamie.
You want to hear a flavour?
Give me a flavour.
Okay, producer Jack. All right, he wants to hear a flavour. It would be something like this. I'd probably write a poem. And I would write one to your friend Chrissy. And it would go like this. Dear Chrissy, we aren't related, but you are my sissy. at the moment you are only a missy, but soon to be a missus. I want to say thank you for looking after my best friend. You will always be there to the end. I love you like a brother loves football. And today is her day, so let's have fun for full. That's just a little riff. That's a little riff.
Oh, that was so...
You want to hear another?
Stunning. Yeah, hit me
with that. All right, you want to hear another? Dear Emily, we are practically family. We are practically family. And when Sophie gets married, I will be your harried. It's another little flavour. You want to hear another one?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
No, you can't. You want to hear another?
No.
Dear Bella.
Why are you saying it's such a robot?
You're not a fella. But you are hella cool. I should have gone to school. There you go. Something like that.
You.
All right, everybody. Listen, we are going to stop the podcast there because we've just had loads going on. I've had come up with Stag Do, I'm Tired. We've got our live show. Sophie is exhausted. I can see it in your face.
Wide awake.
You're okay. Well, I don't know. You look great. And I just love you. And I just want to say, you do look so pretty. And
oh,
so,
no. I'll be sick.
Oh, God. Fine, you end it.
Guys, I just want to say we love you. We're so grateful for every time you listen. You're just the best. To any, hey, listen up, guys. If you're getting married,
good luck.
If you're getting engaged,
you go for it.
If you're getting divorced,
oh, bad luck.
If you're thinking of getting engaged,
you go for it.
And that's the end of Nearly Words Podcast.
If you want to send us any emails, please do contact nearlywedspodcast.com. And what else?
And if you want to slide into our DMs, it's contact. If you want to slide into our DMs, it's nearlywedspodcast.com.
We're also on TikTok. What is it?
I don't know.
It's Nearly Weds. We're also on YouTube. What is it?
Nearly Weds.
Yeah, that's right. Love you, girl.
Love you, boy. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.